We are on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. We are two lines down in the big lines, in the wide lines. Rav Kahana, a few words in. So we mentioned yesterday, in the top of the Amud, that there was a Maisa that Rabbi Akiva went and followed Rabbi Yeshua into the Beis HaKisei to see what he could learn from him, and then Benaze followed Rabbi Akiva to the Beis HaKisei to see what he could learn from him. And both of them justified their actions by saying Terehiv Alilma Danitzarech. So the Gemara says, Rav Kahana Alu Dana to say Puraya de Rav. Rav Kahana went and he hid under the bed of Rav. So he was there when Rav was with his wife. Some say it was Lel Tzvila, and therefore Rav Kahana knew that Rav was going to be with his wife. Shamei de Sach Sachak Vasatrachav. He heard that first he was engaged in Sicha, and he was Masachik with his wife, and then he was intimate. If you look at Rashi in the top line, Rashi says, the Sach v'Sachak, im ishtei Sicha b'teila shal ritzui tashmish, meaning because there's an obligation to be Maratza, one's wife, like the Gemara says, and therefore, and then after, is v'Sachak v'shimish mitasei. And there was Rav Kahana under the bed, and he was there to try and observe and see what he was able to gain from it. So Amalei said to Rav, Dami Pume Da'aba Kedalei Sarv Tafshila. Rashi says, Kedalei Sarv Tafshila, Ka'adam Raiv Kemosh Leishi Mashti Mitascha Ma'olam, Sha'ata Neig Kalas Reish Ze Letavascha. So, and it's quite an amazing Gemara insofar as we know that Rav was a Kodesh V'Tahar, incredible levels of Kedush and Tahara in Rav, to the extent that the Mepharshim say that the Talmidim of Rav, like Rav Sheshis and Rav Yosef, they became blind because they tried in some way to imitate and follow in the Hanhagas of Rav, and they were not on that Darga. So notwithstanding the Kedusha and Tahara of Rav, nevertheless, this was what Rav felt was the appropriate way to be mekayim the mitzvah, and this is something which the poskim bring lahalacha as to how a person is supposed to engage in this. There's got to be sicha, there's got to be ritzui, there's got to be schoik. It's got to be done in a way where there's an appearance that there is taiva, because if a man is mara taiva, that itself is mahana the woman v'chulu, and this is what Rav did. So Rav Kahana, instead, it appears that you did it with such eslavas as if you've never done this before. So, Amalei Kahana Hacha'at, is that you, Kahana? Puk, go out. The Lav Urech Ara. It's inappropriate for you to be in here. Amalei Tirihi Veluma Danitzarech. And he also justified his actions by saying, it's Tirihi Veluma Danitzarech. Some of us should say that Rav Kahana was in the room underneath Rav, and he was on like a bed high up, and he was able to hear. He wasn't actually in the room, but Pashup Shad is not like that. Yeah, correct. Good. Says Gemara, Mipnei Ma Ein Mekanchen Biyamin. Why is it that when one wipes oneself, one should not use one's right hand if you are right-handed? Alam Bismail Amarava Mipnei Shatera Nitna Biyamin. Because Torah was given with the right, Shemamra Miminoi, from Hashem's right hand, Kaviyachol Eish Das Lamay, and therefore, in deference to the Chashivas of the Tzad Yamin, therefore, one should not wipe with one's right hand. The Rabba Bar Bachana Amem Bnei Shehi Kreva Lepeh. It's close to the mouth. Look at Rashi, three lines down. Regilam Leishita Lepeh. So your hands have got germs on it, because your hands are touching your mouth, and therefore, one should not use one's right hand when wiping oneself. Shimon Lakish Arma Mipnei Shekosher Ba Tfilin, because you use your right hand to wrap your tfilin. Rashi says Shekosher Ba Tfilin Bizraya Smilei, because you use your right hand to wrap on your left hand. So the Mashah asks Akasha over here. Akasha is, well, if you're using your right hand merely just to wrap, but the tefillin is actually on your left hand, so surely the left hand should be more important. That's what the Mashal says. Yesh ledakrik da adrab my time at the tefillin name of this smol chashiv at tvei kedam in a bepeg b'me'isha. The tefillin kach minolin ma tefillin smol tchila af minolin shol smol tchila. Yesh lema de kol achad b'mul say the hacha maisa she'oise yad yamin chashiva. Over here when we're discussing an action, so you're doing an action with your right hand, it's active, the kosher batfilin, lakach layasava maisa bizoyin. So if I'm using an action, doing something active with my right hand, which I actively wrap something, which is a maisa of kedusha, then I shouldn't do a maisa of bizoyin, dahayne layikaneach ba. But over there, it's passive. It's just that there is something on the left arm. It's something which is more passive, so that's not necessarily a tzushtal. Here, I'm actively using my right hand to wrap, and I'm actively using my right hand to wipe. That's inappropriate. Hence, you should use the left hand.
All of these change by left hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, the yesh la'ayin and the first one will not. The first one, Shatar Nitzna B'Yamin, that Lachara would be something which would apply across the board. The Maisa, the Paiskim do say that if you're left-handed, then you would use your right hand. Another reason why you should use your left hand is because you use your right hand to show Tami Teira. Very interesting, Rashi. Three lines down, Tami Teira. Negina is Tami Mikra Shal Teira Nevi'im Uksuvim Bein Benikud. Should be safe bain bahagbas coil uber tilts on the emails and again I shall pass over darga of a shafer mapach. I'm not sure what shafer is mapach moilich yade lefit ham on again. Now she says, Reisi bekirim haboy in the Eretz Yisrael. She says, I saw the Bali Kriya from Eretz Yisrael that that's what they do, they use their hands, and I think by a lot of Sfardim, that's what they still do. They have, you know, their hands, they stand next to the Valkera, and they use their hands to help him along and so on. Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Fine. Now, Gavanim, we've said four reasons why one is Mekaneach with the left hand. Either because Teira was given Biyamin of Hashem, or because the right hand is often has more germs on it, because it's Kravel Apeh, or because you actively use your right hand in a davish of a kedusha of tefillin, or because marabot tami teira, which is a similar thing. Kitanoi, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a mnesha oichel ba, and therefore there's germs. Rabbi Shua, I'm a mnesha kaisiv ba, because you actively use your right hand to write sifrei teira, tefillin and mezuzah, so a similar type of thing, because you're kaisiv with it. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a mnesha marabot tami teira. Just show you an interesting ha'ara. I once heard from Rabbi Reuven Leichter, who's a mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael, and he made the following ha'ara, which I thought was very nice. He said that I haven't checked it up, but he said that this din of wiping oneself with one's left hand, he said, I've never seen anywhere that it says that, let's say, if someone is cleaning a baby, that you have to use your left hand. And it's only a din when you're wiping yourself. And he said the pshat is because there's a difference when you wipe yourself and when you wipe someone else. When you wipe yourself, you're cleaning yourself. When you're wiping someone else, you're involved in an act of chesed. And there lies the difference. We don't say you're doing chesed to yourself. I mean, perhaps you might say you're being kind to yourself because otherwise you're going to be embarrassed. But we wouldn't really say you're involved in an act of chesed. When you clean yourself, it's something which you need to do. There's a certain human dignity. It's a bizoyin, like we just saw in the Lashon of the Mashal. That's him. It's a little bit of a bizoyin. But you have to do that. You have to clean yourself. Okay? You got to do it. Fine. But when you're doing it to someone else, you're cleaning someone else, be it a younger person or an older person or someone who is incapable, you're engaged in an act of chesed. Oh, you're doing an act of chesed, then avad liyad yamin, you do it with the right hand. It was a very nice idea. Good. Omariv tanchum bar chani loy. Kol hatzanua bebeis hakisei, nitzol mishleisha dvarim, min anachoshim, min akrabim, min amazikim. So if a person is tzanua in a bathroom, then they are nitzla from three things, from snakes, from scorpions, mazikin, and some say that their dreams will be good. Now let's see Rashi over here. Rashi says about six lines down, min ha'chashim min ha'krab min ha'mazikim, the mitzich tzniyusay misnaheg b'nachas u'bishtika ve'ein ha'chashim margishim lizkanispoy. Meaning, the way, and I'm going to present the Rashi the way I understand it, and based on this I'm going to have a kasha in a minute. Rashi seems to be saying, you kind of go in very discreetly, you're quiet, you don't make a big noise, and because you do it b'nachas u'bishtika, the Nechashim will not realize that you're even there, that they should start to have kina and think, hey, who's coming into our turf? Who's disturbing us? We're going to protect our area. They're not going to be miskane, says Rashi. The Afam Azikin, Chosan Olav, you come in quietly, you enter quietly, you exit quietly, you're good. That is the way. Say again? I wouldn't have thought so insofar as we don't have Nechashim and Akrabim, Beinenu Bechlau. We don't have it. And the Mazikin also, usually Mazikin hang around, you know, these types of places where there are Nechashim and Akrabim, but we don't have that either. We're going to see this still as a concept, and it's brought in the beginning of our Chaim to be Tzenua, even in the Beis HaKisei, just because of Malay Kalaritz Kavoide and so on, that one should. But because of this particular reason, I wouldn't have thought so. Rashi says, again, you are an ish tzanua, the mazikin are not going to start up with you, everything is good. Just bear this Rashi and this Gemara in mind. Now, says the Gemara, there was a particular Beis HaKisei in Tveria which was so bad and so dangerous that even during the day, with two people, which those are two mitigating factors, usually the mazik can come at night, and usually the mazik can only attack a person by themselves. So it was tartilaris, even during the day, even with two. What happened? Reb Ami, Reb Asti, Avi Aili Bey, Chad Chad Lechudei. They went, each of them, by themselves. Veloi mitzagi. Meaning they seemed to be quite convinced that they would be okay. And therefore, to the extent that they were convinced they were going to be okay, there's a halachic preference to go by yourself, because it's better to go by yourself, it's more tzanua. So they went by themselves, and nothing happened. So Amri lo rabbanan, lo ye mistafisu, are you not fearful? Amri lohu anon, kabbalah gamarinan, we have a misairah. Kabbalah de beis hakisei, tzniyusa vishtikusa, you want to protect yourself. In the Beis HaKisei, Tzniyusa Vishtikusa. You need to be a Tzanua, you need to be quiet, and then you'll be fine. Kabbalah di Yisurei Shtikusa Omi Bay Rachnei. And the Kabbalah which we have, if Rahman Otzlan, a person, is plagued with Yisurin, Shtikusa, you keep quiet, you accept it, and you daven for Rachmanus. And she says, Kabbalah di Yisurei Shtikusa Shalla Yivayet Bi Yisurin Abayin Alav. A person should not be bayit. A person is supposed to be mekabelit. So I'm saying, if a person is mekabelit ba'ava, it's mamtik the dinim, and that's what you're supposed to do when it comes to yisurim. So therefore, they were not scared to go in the Beis HaKisei. Abaya marvilei ime imra lemeil bahadei lebeis HaKisei. So Abaya's mother allowed him to raise, or gave him basically a pet sheep. Lemayo Bahadim, the Beis HaKisei, that he would be able to bring this pet sheep in with him into the Beis HaKisei. If you look at Rashi, Marvelei Imra, Megadelis Loi, she kind of raised for him Seth, U Melamadtai Shehoilich Imay Tomid. So he had this pet sheep, and the pet sheep would go with him everywhere. And it seems to be that the sheep coming into the bathroom was also some type of a shmira for him. Asks the Gemara, Velir Velei Gadya. Why not have a pet goat, a kid? Some of the Mufashim say that it's easier to train a goat than it is a sheep. So just raise a goat. So he says, Sayer b'sayer mechlef. That she says, Sayer shade shal beis hakisei, deme l'sayer. So they have the same names. Baleim neim ra'u se'irim yirkadusham. So it's not so good to have se'irim in the Beis HaKisei, which is specifically a place where these types of mazikin frequent. Rava Mikamei Davi Reishei, before Rava became Rosh Hashiva, Mekarkesha lay Basrav Chizda Amaguza Balakna. So before he became Rosh Hashiva, so he wasn't as concerned of the Mazikin starting up with him, meaning because the more Kaddish you are, the more of a Shmira you need. So before he was Rosh Hashiva, what did he do? His wife used to take a keli, put a nut inside it, and she would shake it up, and that would cause the Mazikin and everyone to run away. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Amguza balakna nestenes egois beseifel shonachesis. So there was this copper bowl, and she put the egois inside, umka keshes by ibayis, and she would go and she would shake it around, vuhunifna, and then he would go to be excused, kenegdami bachutz, on the outside. And that's what she did. Bos de malach, but once he became Rosh Hashiva, of the lay kavsa, she made for him like a window, and she would place her hand on his head. Rashi says, "Kafsa chalein keneged makim shunif nisham acheri habayis," and it seemed to be because he needed an additional level of shmir, a heightened level of shmir, because now he became Rosh Hashiva, so he needed a bigger shmirah. So the shmirah was that, so to speak, there was someone there with him. But being that it's not Sanua, there's someone there with him, so she stuck her hand through the window and she placed her hand on his head. So the question which I had, coming back to the Rashi's before, is, so what are we saying? We're saying that in order to be mavriach these nechashim and akrabim and mazikin, so what did she do? She took this in a copper keli, put a nut inside, and she shook it around and about, and this way it was mavriach all the mazikin. But didn't we say a moment ago, the way Rashi said, the Gemara said, if you're tzenu bebesakisei, you don't have to worry about nechashim, akrabim, and mazikim, like Rashi, in the fifth news, say, misnag benachas ubishtika. You are acting in a way which is tzanua. You're acting in a very, going to the bathroom, no one can even, it's like you're walking on tiptoes. You're going quietly, you enter quietly, exit quietly. The ein nechashim margishim l'shtanis v'sh. They don't even realize you're there, that they're going to get jealous to start up with you because you go in so discreetly. So now, what are we saying she did over here? She went and she made this great big ruckus. And she shook this thing all about. And so I'm not sure exactly how the two fit together. The Mashal says a different pshat than the Gemara before about being sin on the base of Kisei, which this kasha would be Meyushiv according to the Mashal, because the Mashal says that if a person goes in very quietly, very discreetly, bitsnius, so then the malachim will be malav of the person. Remember, we had before this discussion about whether or not a person should say Anechos Beis Akisei, and Av Samach Mebeis, top of the Amud, Omer Hiskabdu Mechubadim, Kadesh Meshas Yelion, meaning you tell the Malachim who are Malavi you, Chevra, it's okay, you can wait outside for me, but you know, wait for me, and so on. And we had this discussion, do you say Shimruni, Shimruni, Azaruni, Azaruni, and so on. So the Mashal says, if you can act with Sneas, and so on, and the malachim will stay there, they'll be malava, they'll make sure that no one comes in, that the mazikim won't come in. So according to the mashal, it's very good. Meaning it's lav dafka, meaning otherwise we have what appears to be a stira. Do we say noise is going to protect you, or noise is going to cause the nechashim, akrabim, and mazikim to come?
Could we also make a distinction between noise before he goes in and the
Just, I mean, the way Rashi said it's difficult, because Rashi said, you know, they don't realize because he's there b'shtika whilst he's there, you know. But they're not margish, so if there is noise, they will be margish and they will start up with him. So that means what? She goes and she makes the noise, and then the nechash makrab realizes there's noise. And they get all excited, and they want to. What's that? So does noise cause the nechashim to be margish liskanes or not? You're saying what? Noise before
drives them out. And then if there's anything else left there, but there's only one is in there because he stays quiet, but he's in there.
So it'll drive them out, but so it will cause kina once he's there. If they remained inside or something, maybe could be.
Yeah,
it means be quiet.
talking to everything. So therefore, by talk, they're attracted. But the noise, it's not human noise. They're rattling. They're just...
You're saying different types of noise. Yeah. Different types of noise, maybe. Yeah?
Is that similar to the soft one?
I'm sorry?
Is that why we shake the soft box? The one about the...
Again, this is when are you doing this?
Yeah,
in general, when you walk around the shore, I think that's just to attract attention because you want people to you're giving people a little bit of notice, advance warning that you're coming around to yeah.
I'll take you to a shore where they don't shake.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Fine. Amr Ula Achirei Hagader Nifnei Miyad. If a person is on the other side of a fence, you are allowed to excuse yourself immediately. Ubabika, but if you're in an open valley, Kolzman Shemis Atesh Vein Chaver Shemea. If you, so long as if you would excuse yourself and people would hear what you're doing, then you need to distance yourself. Let's just take a look at the Rashi of you in the middle of the page. Hagader Nifnei Miyad Vein Sechlis Rachiklum. You're behind a wall. You're allowed to excuse yourself, no problem. You're in a valley. According to this Bryce, we're saying it's okay if someone sees you excusing yourself as long as they cannot hear any sounds of you being excused. That is what Ula is saying. Isi Barnosin learned it like this. He was more machmer, meaning if you're behind the fence, so long as no one can hear you, that's fine. Ubabika, but if you're in a valley, you need to distance yourself so that they can't see you. Meaning, it's word. No one can ever hear what you're doing when you're going to be excused. That's considered to be a lack of sneis, which pretty much would pass all of our bathrooms, our communal bathrooms nowadays, you know, unless you've got separate, you know, soundproof chambers, you know.
It does if you pass the second one.
I'm saying this would pretty much invalidate our our things, exactly. Fighting with Akasha, Mesu, ask Akasha. We ask Akasha on EC. We ask Akasha on EC. Thanks so much. Meisei, I'm sorry, I suppose, yeah. Yotzin mi Pesach Beis Habad, v'nifnin l'acheri hagader v'hein tzahorin. So we're speaking here in a case where a person is in a Beis Habad, and you would like to make sure that the Beis Habad and everything inside remains tahar, because you're going to use the produce for the sake of Tyrus. So what do? You go outside the Beis Habad, and thank you so much, and you excuse yourself. What do? V'nifnin l'achiri agader, v'hein tahorin, and it is tahar. That's right, yeah. And it is, sorry. Yeah. Great. So again, the you're allowed to leave the Beis Habad and immediately just excuse yourself. And there's no problem and everything is tar. If you look at Rashi says, Yetzim Pesach Beis Habad, and Mishamri Tai, Rishal Shem and Beis Habad. Im Hutsu Chulipanes, they need to be excused. Yetzim Pesach Beis Habad, V'nifnin la'achiri agoder, Shalifnin ha'pesach, V'ein cheshishin, Shema b'sech kach yikanes am ha'aretz v'yiga. Alma, nifnin la'achiri agoder miyad. So you, Isi ben Yehuda said, Isi bar Nosson, excuse me, you, Isi bar Nosson said, that you always need to be mindful of the audibility of you excusing yourself. Here we have a braisa which says, that Mishnah and Tyre is that you're allowed to go just on the other side of the garden. You okay? Says the Gemara, but Tyre Sikilo says, Isi, really, you shouldn't do that. Really, in a normal case, you have to make sure that nothing is audible. But it's a special kula by Tyre, Rashi says, Bishvil, Shmiras Tyre, Ikilo Bebe Sakise, but Avad, in a normal situation, That's what you should do. Toshma. Kama yechaku v'yu tachirin k'dei shiyei re'eyu. What distance can you distance yourself again from Tyrus to ensure that they will still will remain a tahar so that you're able to see it? Rashi says, Kama yechaku shem re'tyrus k'dei shiyei re'eyu v'kevin de'ena yechal israchet geyser. Being you're not able to distance yourself more, al karchach imutzach lipanais yipane, tiyub to the isi de boishla yirenu. He says that you're never allowed to be seen. You're never allowed to be seen. If you're in a bika, he said you have to distance yourself so much. And here we're saying you can only distance yourself from the Tyrus so that you can always keep your eye on it. Says the Gemara, the same answer. Shani echli tyrus dakiribu rabbanon. Fine. Ravashi Omar, no. My kolzman she'en chaveru roya dekamer isi barnosin. Kolzman she'en chaveru roya es piruyoy. Avoli yudei chazilei. Now we'll change pshat in isi barnosin. When isi barnosin spoke and said that you're never allowed to be seen, he wasn't referring to the person. He was referring to the tzoya of the person. If a person goes to be excused, so you have to distance yourself so much that no one would be able to see your tzoya. Avali didei chazilei, but to you that's okay. Fine. Ahu sabdana denachis kameder of Nachman. Someone was being maspid in front of Rav Nachman. And what did he say about the nifter? Amar, hayit sanua. This person was so tsanua in all of his dealings. Amler of Nachman at Eilis Badele Besakise Vyadis Itsanua Eloy. Have you followed him into the Besakise to know if the fellow really is modest? I think it was a mice, so maybe with the Beis Yisrael. Someone asked the Beis Yisrael if Reuven is a Yari Shemayim. The Beis Yisrael said only two are able to be made if this person's a Yerei Shemayim. The Hebishter and the fellow's wife. And who's able to be made if the fellow's a Yerei Shemayim? Just because he looks, he appears to, you know, the Hebishter knows and the person's wife knows if the fellow's a Yerei Shemayim. He said, you're willing to see this guy's a Tzanua? I mean, the Iker, one of the Iker Medid of Tzanias is if you're in a place where no one can see you and you're only with the Hebishter, you're by yourself, then we need to know if the person's in Tzanua. So you didn't do that. The Tanya, in current Tzanua, Ella.
Same answer
I'm sorry?
I'm
sorry, one more time?
You should give the same answer you gave above in a different situation, but answer for Torah. Torah,
you give it. Right, but we're saying that you never followed him in the Beis HaKisa. So how do you know that the fellow's a Tzanua? You don't know that he's a Tzanua. So we said, Netanya, we said, I'm sorry, Netanya, ain't going to know Elamish, should know about Beis HaKisa, because that is the ultimate litmus test. Rav Nachman says to Gemara, my Nafkalimine, what do you care? Why are you starting up with this Sapton and giving him a hard time? Okay, he said that the guy's at Tzanua. Say there, let it go. So Mishom Netanya, there's another Bryce, Kishem Shnefroyin Min Amesim. Kach nifroyin min hasapdonim. So this is quite an interesting thing. If you look in the Gilyan, he says, Pirish kishem shnifroyin min ameis im hu chayta, kach nifroyin min hasapdonim sh'aymim alav shu tzadik. Meaning, it's not so simple. For someone to give a divrei hesped and say a sheker, it's not so poshut to do. Umin ha'oynin achareyim, and so too those people are there and listening and nodding their head in affirmation, it's not so simple. It's quite interesting because you find in Shulchan Aruch it says that one is allowed to exaggerate a little bit by a hesped. So for instance, if a person gave tzedakah, you could say it was a big baal tzedakah. You know, you saw him give tzedakah, he probably would have given a bit more. So you can say he's a big baal tzedakah. But to mention and to give edus about possibly like something which is like a different type of thing which you don't know, that you cannot do. So it seems to be that the Gemara is understanding tznius in front of people, and tznius not in front of people is like a totally different ballgame. It's a different story. A person can be tzanua when people are watching, but when no one's there, you know, one time it's a tznius because of bnei adam, one time it's a tznius bein adam lamakim, and it's a totally different story. And therefore, if Nachman was concerned, that you shouldn't say this. Good. Fine. Says the Gemara like this, Tan Rabbanan, Eizeu Tzanua, who's considered to be Tzanua, Zeh Nifneh V'layla V'makim Shnifneh B'yoyim, which the Gemara understands now, means literally, a person will go and distance themselves at night, even though no one can see them, just like they would distance themselves during the day. Frag the Gemara, Eini, V'amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, La'olam, Yanig Adam, Esatz, Meshachris, V'arvis, Kadei Shalai, Yehid, Tzarech, Lesrachik. He said a person should habituate himself in early morning, in other words, before dawn, to excuse oneself. And so too at night, as she says, Mishchashecha, you should wait till nightfall. Why? Kadesh la yeitzarach lesrachik. If you look at Rashi directly across, Kadesh la yeitzarach lesrachik, Alma, ein misrachik in Belayla. You don't have to be misrachik at night, there's nothing special. Everything is exactly the same. To that figure is Kasha. Vesu Rava Biamama Havi Azul Admir Lubalelya and at night Amale Lishmaye Panuli Duchta Brachheva de Masa. At night he didn't want to go to that and distance himself so far. So he would tell his servant, clear a space for me, in the middle of the plaza, because he didn't want to distance himself. Take a look and see if there's anyone behind the base chavraya, which sometimes was the base medrash. I need to be excused. So you see from three cases that they didn't distance themselves. So don't say, like we said originally, who is a tzanua, someone who is distances themselves. During the day, at night, that they're saying that they distance themselves during the day. We said, is there anifna balayla b'mokim shenifna b'yoyim? Don't say b'mokim, aleima kiderech shenifna b'yoyim. That's what it means. It means in the derech. Again, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says kiderech. Le'inyin perua, tefach utvachayim, kedamina b'pirki kamoy. We said how much of one's garment should one reveal and expose in the front and how much in the back and so on. So that applies across the board, both night and day. But in Achanami, the place, a person doesn't need to distance himself so much at night. That is unnecessary. Ravashi Amar Filo Tema Bimakam. We can even say that there's an inyan of tznius with regards to the place even at night. Le'nitzra el le'keren zavis. And this would be relevant in a case of a keren zavis. Rashi says, im yesh keren zavis samuch tzaruch lehiskalik sham belayla kibiyoyim v'leyipana begaloi. So even though no one can actually see you, but you could just nip around the corner. I mean, no one can see you where you are anyway. Okay, but it's kind of like a little bit more exposed. There's an additional level of tznius that you should go around the corner, and that we're saying you should do. Fine. So that would be that gufa. So he said a person should habituate himself to excusing himself early morning before dawn and at night. A person should do early morning and at night, in order that you don't need to distance yourself. Fine. Now the Gemara speaks about if a person is constipated. So the Gemara says, mashmish, if a person needs to be mashmish, they need help to open up the orifice in order to be excused. So mashmish for shave, you should do it while you're standing up and then sit. For al teshave to mashmish, but don't do it while you are sitting down. Shakol hayoshev um mashmish afilo eistin kishofin v'aspamia. Boyin alav. So even if kishuf would be done in a eretz rechayk, in a distant city, it's going to come on him, meaning you have kind of opened yourself up to potential kishuf. Says the Gemara, the inshi, the yosef, And if you forget, and here it's one of the few places in Shas I recall that we mamish see that people are called forgetful. Inshi. Inshi in Aramaic means people, and inshi means to forget. V'i inshi. And if, I mean, here means if you forgot. A person is called a forgetter, right? Adam Sheis Enesh. In the generation of Enesh, that's when Avodah Zarah came in the scene. Enesh means to forget. V'i inshi. And if you forgot, so the fellow sat down, and then they started to be mamashmesh, v'i inish v'yasiv. So what should you do? Is there anything you can do to kind of stop the kisha from coming? So when you stand up, you should say loyli, loyli, meaning you're not going to come onto me, you're not going to come onto me. Leitachim, leitachtim. There's different types of kisha. One is called tachim, and one is called tachtim. Leihani, leimehani. Not them, not any part of them. Some say it means it won't help at all. Lecharshi decharasha v'lecharshi decharshasa. So not the kishif of the mechashvim, and not the kishim of the mechashefis. None of these things are going to come on me, and that's what a person should say. Tanya ben Azay Eimer, I'll call mishkav shchav chutz minakarka. Meaning, if you want to lie down, you can lie down on whatever you want, but don't lie down directly on the ground. Some say because of the moisture in the ground, it's going to be mazikil. Don't lie down directly in the ground. And then we say, I'll call a moishav shev chutz min hakara. Don't sit on a beam, Rashi says, shema tipol. The concern is you will fall off. So make sure when you lie down on the ground that it's done in a way that you're not going to absorb the fumes and so on, and when you sit down that the chair is stable and so on. Amashmo, Shena Ba'amud HaShachar Ke Istema LeParizalah. So many Bachrim are very makpid on this name of Shmuel. Shmuel says that if one sleeps in the morning, Ba'amud HaShachar Ke Istema LeParizalah, she says something in Laz, Shemayu LeParizalah, Kach Mayu LeGuf. So sleeping, granted, it does say ba'amud ha'shachar, so that's at dawn. It means that you stay up and then you only go to sleep at dawn. But sleeping at dawn is very beneficial to the guf. And you'd see ba'amud ha'shachar. And if a person goes to be excused again early morning, ke'istim ala parzal, that's also very good for the body. Fine. Bar Kapara havi mezabin mili bedinri. Bar Kapara used to basically sell good advice, and they would charge money. And he would say, added chafnas echo. Meaning basically, while you're still hungry, if you look at Rashi three lines down, added chafnas, she'im tashia taver mimcha taivus amaycho, vein amaycho moyo. Fascinating. Meaning, you know, listen to your body. If you feel very hungry, that is the time when you should eat. Sometimes I guess it doesn't usually go away, but you know, when the body is hungry, that is the time when you should eat. Good. Ad the tzachis should say, and so too, whilst you're thirsty, you should drink. Ad the rascha kederach shefoich. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi says, koidim shetitstanen, right? Before it cools down, meaning whilst the kedera is still hot, then you pour it out. Before it cools down, when you need to be excused, you should go to be excused. You shouldn't wait. Continues by Kapara, Karna Karya Baroimi, when you hear the coiled tkia of the Karen, some type of a trumpet in Roimi, that is a sign that they are looking for figs. And therefore, it's a time when you need to go and sell. And so Rashi says, "Karna karya b'roimi im tishma kol karen b'roimi who simin l'mevakshi to einim lipnes u'lahoylech l'makam acher." So if you hear this, "Karna karya b'roimi bar mezabin to eini teini davucha zabin," Rashi says, "Im ein avicha b'bayis." Hizar ata b'noy limkar teinav ba'id sheyesh tovim. So your father trades and sells in figs. Your father is not around to chaperine on the high demand because they want figs. So you, the son, you should go and you should sell on behalf of your father. Good. So, Amar lehu Abaye l'Rabbanan ki Elisu b'shvilei demachayze l'meipak bei v'chakri. So when you go, Rashi says, shvili is the shvil katan shepoinim bei l'sadeh. So you're going on a small little path in Machayza, and you're going into the field. L'techzu l'lahach gisa v'lelahach gisa. You shouldn't go, you shouldn't look and gaze on either side. Dilma Yasvi, our gear says Nashit, some have the gears of Anashim. You shouldn't gaze at the people. Because these are people who have gone to excuse themselves. They've gone off the beaten path. We said one's supposed to go in a Makam Sinua. So if you're going up this path where it's the type of place where people will just veer off the path to excuse themselves, so don't look at them. Obviously they're trying to do something in a way which is Sinua. You shouldn't look at them. Good. Of Safra al Lebei Sakise. He went to Lebei Sakise, Asa Rabbi Abba Nacharle Abava. And came Rabbi Abba, and he basically grunted. We had this in Maseches Tamid, as we'll see in a minute. Meaning, he's coming in and he's making a noise to see if anyone is there. Amar Lei, and he responded. Rabbi Abba responded. He spoke, Leo Mar, come on in, come inside. So Boster the Nafik, once they went out, Amalei ad hashtali eilis l'seir v'gamris l'chmili d'seir, where you have yet to go to Rome and you're already acting in a non-sneistic way like the Romans. Rashi said, I can't lay eilis l'seir she'einan snuan v'beis hakisei v'gamris l'chmili d'seir she'ein chatsanua. Meaning, what is this business? Why are you speaking? Why did you say, come on in? Lav hachitnan, didn't we learn in Maseches Tamid, Madura Haisasham, there was a torch over there, Ubeis Akise Shalkavid, and there was a dignified toilet, there was a dignified bathroom. Vize Hayakvaidai, Metsayu Naol, Beaduashie Sham Adam, Metsayu Pasuach, Beaduashie Ainsham Adam. So, Alma Lav Urech Arahu, so you see, it's a lack of Derech Eretz to make any noise. So let's just take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Madura Hisasham ba'azara, hesa gadol shaur lehischamim shamakehanim hamasichim ragleim bebeis hakis shichim tefila." Kedusnam b'mesechus yom akala mesich raglav ton tefila. So whenever they went to have a bowel movement, they had to go to the mikvah. And we say beis hakis shal kavod. No, it's not to pass water. To pass water, they didn't require tefila. Basic raglav, I believe, is the defecate. No? I don't think so. Basic kisa shall cover alma ein misaprin be basic kisa. Vaat amres leomar, and you are saying, come inside. So why did you act in a way which is not sanua? I'm sorry?
What is shall cover?
We said it's called a basic essential cover. The cover is the fact that if you find that it's locked, you know that someone is inside and you won't go inside also. So why did you, Rabbi Abba, why did you actually speak? But was speaking to Rabbi Abba. Who savor, as she says, or safa shemir leimar leomar savor misukenu ba amud achayzer im yam yashv lacher of yachzer amud. He thought perhaps he was desperate to be excused, and therefore he actually said, come on inside. The tanya shemeng amliel leimar amud achayzer mevius adam ledei hadreiken. As she says, crazy tzava. The stomach bloats. Silena chayzer, a person needs to pass water. Maybe it's the adam l'day yarkin. That brings to another type of machla. Fine. Good. Says the Gemara Baita. Rabbi Elazar ol lebeis hakise. Rabbi Elazar went to a beis hakise. Also, hahu reima is the girsa. And there was this Roman who dachke, he kind of pushed himself in. He pushed himself in and he pushed Rabbi Elazar out. So there was a very sweet revenge over here. Come, Rabbi Elazar v'nafik. Rabbi Elazar left. Also, Dreikana, Rashi says, Nahash. A snake came, and Shamte lekar kishe. Rashi says, Chalcholis shahar'i yoitzaboy. So it bit him in a place where it hurts, And Kari Alei Rav Elazar called about this, this particular incident, the Eten Odom Tachtecha. That Al Tikri Adam Ella Edim. I mean, Edim will be tachtecha, under you, in your place. Meaning, you've gone ahead, and you have done something to me, and you've replaced me. So Edim will be tachtecha. Good, fine. Right now, the Gemara brings another discussion like Gavi Tznius. So we know that when Shaul chased after David to kill him, and it says that Shaul went into a ma'ara to be excused, and David found him and he was able to kill him, and the pasuk says that David said va'amar lahargecha v'tachas alecha, meaning I could have killed you, but I had pity on you. So, Frag the Gemara, the Omar T, mi boile. If it's David speaking, David should have said, and I said I was going to kill you, but I had pity on you. Why does it say the Omar? It should say the Omar T. Number one, the Tachas, the Chasti, mi boile. It should have said that I had pity on you. So, why did he say it in such a way? Omar Rabbi Lazar, Omar Le David Le Shaul, Minatera, Ben Hariga Ato. Really, you deserve to be killed. Shari Radiv Ata, because you are a Radiv. Vatir Amra Bala Hargacha Hashke Mahargai. Elet Sneas Shahai Sebacha, he Chasa Alecha. But it's the Sneas which you had, that is what caused me to have pity on you. Umayi, what is this Sneas? The Chsir the Pasuk says, Vayavai, El Gidri Satsayin, Al Aderech, Vesham Ma'ara. Vayovei Shaul lahasech esed aglof. He went to be excused. And Tana, we learned in a bray, so it's trapped in the pasuk. Gader lefnim min gader, ma'ara lefnim min ma'ara. Meaning, let's just take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tznias Rishi v'cha shenichnas lema'ara b'shvil hatznea, v'afsham nahag tznias kedem farish v'ozlo. Meaning, it was a gader lefnim min gader. It was a ma'ara lefnim min ma'ara. So there was a tznias which Shaul displayed, and therefore, he said that's what he did. To go and excuse himself, he revealed himself like a sukkah. Rashi says, "Raglov bivgodov kasukas." In other words, he covered himself over with a kisui, with a sikuch of sorts. And he was very tsanua in a ma'ara, lefnim in ara, even though no one would come in to disturb the king, and so on. And that's what saved him.
Same so, what we do, we've done before. You go into the basic kisei, you don't reveal more than a tefach. Mm-hmm. Even in the basic kisei, which is tsanua, you add these two.
Right, and he went further in ma'ara, lefnim min ara, exactly. Fine, the Bavik says, V'yachim David, V'yichris es knaf ha-me'il asher l'shol balat. So David went and he tore the corner of Shaul's garment. Om Rav Yezi, Rav Hanina, Kalam Rav Vazis, Rav Begadim, Soyuz, Einan, 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 Shanem, Rav Amelech, David, Zotim, Baba Yamin, Vechesu, Rav Begadim, Baloy, Yicham, Loy. And when he was an older man, when he was 70 years old or so, he was unable to become warm. Fine. Good. Im Hashem is Yischa bi Yarach Mincha. So fascinating pasuk. David HaMelech is saying to Shaul that if Hashem has been the one who has been Mesis, you, if Hashem has enticed you to hate me, and this is kind of like Hashem's doing, Hashem is behind this, so then Yarach Mincha Hashem will be Yarach Mincha Hashem will hopefully be accept my tefillah. And Hashem will have rachmanas on me. So what was challenging about what David said is that he said that Hashem is the Mesis. Chas Hashem. Hashem has incited you. Hashem is a Mesis. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid Mesis Karisali. You're calling me a Mesis. Arei ani machshilcha b'davar shafiru tineke shal b'zrab and yodin esayah. I'm going to go now and cause you to stumble on something which even children know. We know, by the Machtzah Shekel, you're not supposed to be Meina. the gugolis, you're supposed to be mina the shkolim, and you're going to be nichshol in this halacha. So miad, what happened? Miyamid satan al Yisrael. The pasuk says vayoses es David. So it uses that same lashon of hasasa. Vayoses es David. He kind of enticed, and it says limnes es Yisrael. So you're saying that I'm a mesis. Vayoses es David. Uksir, Vayoses is David by Am, Leimar, Leif, Menei, Es Yisrael. Go and count Yisrael. Mekevin the Maninu, Leishkal, Minayu, Koifer. And when he did the Minu, he didn't take a Koifer. And because of that, there was a Magefa. There was a Magefa, the Ksir, Vayitan Hashem, Dever, Be Yisrael, Meha, Boiker, Vad, Eis, Mayed, from the morning until that appointed time. I ace mayed. I'm a Shmuel. Sava chasnid Rabbi Chanina mishmeid Rabbi Chanina mishas shchitas atomid ad shas zrikasai. That's referring to the ace mayed. Rabbi Chanina ad chatzais mamish. It went up until chatzais, and so on. So that was the punishment. So fine, there was this magefa which was ravaging through the town, through Klal Yisrael. Vayomer lamaloch Hamashchiz ba'am, Rav. I mean, it's enough. There's been this mageifa. It's enough. Stop. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar LeHakadosh Baruch Hu LaMalach, Toli Rav Shebehem. So he said, Hashem said to the Malach, take the Rav, the Gadol Shebehem, meaning Sheyesh Beili Parimem Kama Chavis. If you take someone who is great, someone who is a big tzaddik, then that will be Shakal connected many. He was on par with Rav the Sanhedrin. And when there was this destruction, Hashem saw something. It says Hashem saw, and Hashem was consoled. So my Ra, what is it that Hashem saw that brought about a nechama? What Ra Yaakov Avinu? Just like if he saw the Machne Yisrael, so Hashem saw Yaakov Avinu, and that was enough to console him, to comfort him. Shmuel Amar Efrei Shayitzchak Ra, Shinema Elikim Yira Loy Aseh. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafa Amar Kesef Kippurim Ra. He saw the Kesef Kippurim, which the Bnei Yisrael gave in the Midbar when they did the Minyan, and they did it properly, and Hashem saw that they did it properly in the past. Shnemar Lakachta as Kesef HaKippurim, Me'ez B'nei Yisrael. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Beis HaMikdash Ra Dichsev, Bahar Hashem Yeira'er. The Gemara concludes, Pligi Bar, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Chadam Ar Kesef HaKippurim Ra, Chadam Ar Beis HaMikdash Ra, Mestabra Kemanda Amra Beis HaMikdash Ra, Shanem Asher Yeomer, Hayoyim Bahar Hashem Yeira'er. So the Lashon is that much more befitting. It makes sense to say that's what Hashem saw the Beis HaMikdash, and with that, the Magefa stopped. Good. Now we said in the Mishnah, Le'ikonis Adam Harabayis B'makloi. So we mentioned that the person's behavior on the Harabayis needs to be with that much more covet. So we said a person is not supposed to do a kapandaria. My kapandaria, Amarava, well, okay, Amarava kapandaria kishma. What is a kapandaria? It's a kapandaria, like its name. So some say that the Gemara now is kind of explaining that because maybe they knew what a kapandari is, but we didn't know, but the late Amaroyim didn't know what it was. Rav Chana Bar Adam Mishmeid Rav Sama Braid Rav Mori Omar, Kamanda Omar Inish Ad Mikafana Ad Adre Eyobaha. Instead of doing a hekif, instead of doing this long cut, instead of going all the way around, Eyobaha, let me just go in through here. Rashi says, Adamakifna Adari Ayobaha Ba'oich Ani Makif Kol Shuri Sabat Malalu Kanis Kan Lakat said Drachi. Let me go in there to have a shortcut. Amram Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua Hanichna Slabesa Knesses Amanash Loila says the Kapandaria Motala says the Kapandaria. So if you, in other words, the bizoyan is to use a Beis HaKnesses for a shortcut. If you go in to take a sefer, and then you say, you know what, I have to go out, it's much quicker to go out this way, that's okay, because you didn't go in there melechatchila for a kapandaria. So you're allowed to do a kapandaria. Rabbi Avayu Amar im haya shvil meikaroi mutter, which is very interesting. Rashi says meikara kaidim shenivna alav beis taknes. It's quite a fascinating thing. Imagine if there used to be a park, and then they build a shul in the park. A person henceforth for the next 50 years, you can just walk through one side of the shul to go into the other side because it's much quicker. Then you're allowed to do it because it was there initially. But it's a chiddush to say that, you know, lamaisa, at the end of the day, now there is a shul. There's a shul with kedushas beis haknesses, and we're saying you're still allowed to. You make it a kapandaria. Amar b'chal by Amar Avuna anechnes lebeis haknesses lespalel muto lasei say kapandaria, meaning you don't have to go out the longest way. You can go out a short way. Shneamar ubavoyam aretz of Hashem b'mayadim, meaning to say that they would go out. You know, if they would come in the east, they would go out through the west. They didn't have to go out the same way they came in. On the contrary, in fact, there was a kapeda. They should go out another way because this way they'll see like another section of the Beis Hamikdash, and they'll always be more impressed. Now we said, obviously, Kal Vachomer, one is not allowed to spit on the Harabayis. Amr Bibi, Amr Bishua ben Levi, Kala Reikik, Baharabayis, Bismanazeh, Kila Reikik, Babas Einai. It's Chalil as if you're spitting in the pupil of Hashem. Hashem says that my eyes and my heart is there. Kal Hayomim. So it's there even Bechurbana. Amarava Rekika Babes HaKnesis Sharia. But you are allowed to spit in a shul. Medidahavi Yamino. Just like you're allowed to wear shoes in a shul. Ma minol b'harabayis aser b'beis haknesses is mutter. Afrikika b'harabayis huda aser b'beis haknesses is shari. Fine. So that was Rava. So Amalei Rapapa. Rapapa says to Rava. Amalei Rapapa to Rava. V'amila Ravina Rava. V'amila Rav Adav Ramasna to Rava. Adiyolat mi minol to matle spitting in a shul from wearing shoes in a shul. Nela mi kapandaria. You're not allowed to do a kapandaria in a shul. So why don't you say, just like you can't do a kapandaria in a shul, so too you can't spit in a shul. Amalei, what are you talking about? Tana, niyalev mi minol. The Tana himself compares it to minol. That amres mi kapandaria, and you want to compare rakika to kapandaria, says the Gemara, what is this? Mayi, where do we see that the Tana compared spitting to shoes? The Tanya, Leikanis of Marabayis, Leiba Makalei Shabiyade, which we said because it's dirty. Leibim in Alei Shabiragle, Leiba Mayis Hatsrum, Leibis Sadinae, Uba Pundasi with money bags, Mufshalas Lachirov, which is sling behind you. Leia Sena Kapandaria, Urekika, Leisa Kapandaria, Urekika, Mi Kalvachimer, Mi Minol. And you certainly should not spit on Harabayis, because it's a kavachemer from minol. Oma minol she'ein by derech bizayin. Amre tereshan alachem el reglecha. Rekika she'i derech bizayin lekol she'kein. Abyeitze b'yudah oimer, ein atzorech, harayu oimer, ki ein lovei el shara melech bilvush sak. En yaradu yoyma. V'halei dvarim kavachemer. Oma sak she'ein ein mos. And lifnei bas v'dam, it's number one, it's not most. Number two, it's lifnei bas v'dam. Kach rekika she meusa, and it's lifnei melech melech yamlach. By kol shekein al kopanim, you see that the Tana compares rekika to a minol. So why are you trying to compare it to kapandaria? Amarlei ana hachika mina. This is what I meant to say. Neima hachal chumra v'hachal chumra. Why do you always just go lechumra? The ema harabayis the aser b'minol. Harabayis, it's aser to wear a shoe. Lilfa miminol. Ava besa knesses the shari b'minol. Ena chanami besa knesses there's a heter to wear a shoe. Adiyalav miminol. Why do you want to learn out from a shoe? Ula hater and to matter it. Leilav mi kapandaria v'lesar. Why don't you just learn from a kapandaria to say that it's going to be also? Why don't you always go lechumra? Ela amarava ki beise. The pshat is, it's like a house. Ma beise Akapandarya kapit inish. A person is makpid if a person just walks through their house and uses their house as a shortcut. Arakika mina lay kapit inish. But a person doesn't mind if someone spits and wears a shoe. Afesakanesis kapandaryu, the answer, the one thing which is answer is a kapandarya. Rakika o mina is going to be shari.